I should start out too. If you have any questions for any of us, please put them in the chat function or room, and then we will address them at the end, hopefully. But I'm going to talk about the laws granting emergency authorization during a pandemic. Surprisingly, or maybe not surprisingly, these have been in force for quite some time. There is a section of the Food and Drug Act, Section 564, that was enacted first in 2004, and then it's been amended several times, last time in 2016. And I'll be talking about what that provides. And then there's the PREP Act, which is the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparation Act, quite a mouthful, of 2005. So I'll talk about that. That's one that many people don't know about, but which is going to be of quite a lot of importance in the future. Next slide. First, we'll deal with the Food and Drug Act. What happens with Section 564 of the Food and Drug Act, if the president and the Secretary of Health and Human Services or some other secretary, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, declares an emergency of a threat made by and determines that there is a public health emergency, then Secretary of HHS, Health and Human Services, may authorize the introduction into interstate commerce of a drug, device, or biological product intended for use in an actual or potential emergency. And next slide, please. And the Secretary of HHS may authorize the emergency use, and that's what we're going to talk about today, the emergency use of a product that is not approved, not licensed, or not cleared for commercial distribution under other sections of the Act, and that is not approved, licensed, or cleared for a particular use. It's a broad authority. It obviously has been of great use here during this pandemic, and it's been in the law for some time. A product covers products which are defined as drugs, devices, or biological products. And for those of you who know, biological products includes vaccines. An important provision of Section 464 is that that the secretary must give advance notice of a termination of a declaration, in which case a sufficient period for disposition of a product that has been subject to emergency use must be granted. This means that if an emergency use authorization has been granted for a device, for a test, for a vaccine, the secretary must give a reasonable time to people, to manufacturers and others, to gain full approval of the under the Food and Drug Act. Reasonable time is unspecified, but there's been speculation that's going to be 1 or 2 years after the end of the declaration. As most of you know, the Secretary of Health and Human Services delegates things to the Commissioner of Food and Drugs. Now, the PREP Act. The PREP Act is this strange anomaly essentially removes liability if you use one of the products subject to EUAs. It can apply to claims caused, arising out of, relating to, or resulting from the administration or use of any countermeasures that have been authorized by the FDA during the pandemic. It can be applied to specified entities and individuals involved in the development, manufacture, testing, distribution, administration, and use of countermeasures. As I said, is a very broad authority. It allows for types of exemptions from liability. And there's also a provision that authorizes a fund to provide for compensation if individuals have serious physical injuries. But just so you know, that fund, it's very rarely invoked and it's very difficult to get. Next slide. Under the pandemic declarations, as I said, FDA has the authority to allow unapproved medical products or unapproved uses to be used during the emergency and under the EUAs. The FDA can issue a blanket EUA for a whole category of products or can grant an EUA for an individual product. Next slide. In the notice granting an EUA, FDA will identify the criteria for issuance of the authorization, the scope of the authorization, and the authorized product details. I don't know if any of you have seen EUAs, but it's a several-page document from the FDA that lists all sorts of provisions, what you can and cannot do, and what the FDA has determined. And that's very true of the vaccine EUAs, which are very, very lengthy. The final point on this slide, no promotional materials may say that an EUA product is safe, effective, or that the FDA has cleared or approved the product. This means that a company cannot say that a vaccine is safe or effective. Now, you probably have seen that Pfizer, Moderna, the others, Johnson & Johnson, may have gotten around that and are saying that. Technically speaking, though, under their EUAs, they cannot say that. But that doesn't apply to political leaders, the president, the secretary of health and human services. They can all say that it's safe. They can all say that it's effective, as can doctors or others. It's just that the company cannot say that it's safe or effective under the EUA authorization. Next slide. And FDA has issued EUAs for whole categories of products, and I list them there, masks and face shields, surgical gowns, non-surgical gowns, personal protective equipment, and all sorts of other things. FDA has also issued specific EUAs for individual products, for ventilators, for COVID test kits, and for drugs and vaccines. I will say that FDA has done a very, very nice job in EUAs. They have worked round the clock. I have had several clients where I've been in touch with the FDA on Saturdays and Sundays, where they have asked questions and tried to get information so that they could approve EUAs. It's